rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, January 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. More text messages coming in during the break. Cliff Tolini reporting in. He says, Randy, I'm getting conflicting data because this is what I got from a state rep. And I also talked with a previous Otsego County Commissioner, and he concurred. The 420-acre state parcel is right next to an already planned 1,000-acre site. However, the 1,000 acres is privately owned. Is the privately owned land also, is the private site DOA also? I'm not sure, because based on the news stories that I got, what I just read from MERS News Service, who also collaborated with Bridge Michigan, the DNR land is not what the energy company is willing to lease. They said they were working with two private landowners in Hayes Township. Okay, I got a question for you guys, because I don't know. Is Hayes Township in Otsego County, or is it in Roscommon? Because I heard also there was another petition I was sent to sign to fight the one in Roscommon. I got that from Dan Bonamy, so I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. Christine Gray, she brings up a good point. Randy, isn't there well water, though, at the governor's cottage up there in Antrim County? Oh, yes, you're right. But I don't believe the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's, ever been there. I know her husband's been there and their children, her girls have been there. But I don't know if Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ever been there. I've never seen any state police cars going in and out of that subdivision or staying at the property. I'm not really sure. Mike Solarski. Randy, we have a bridge project here in Lenawee. Same for other counties. An environmental impact study must be performed, which results in at least a year of additional time in the design phase. Divers actually go into the water to identify endangered species of clams. If any are found, they must be tagged and relocated. Adds needless cost and time. Michigan environmental regulations and green push is beyond the pale and an assault on our rights. This is all unbelievable. Excellent information, excellent input. Mike, you get the star of the day of the best tech so far. Absolutely agree with everything. And the other part of it, guys, don't forget, you want to delay a project? Do a wetlands evaluation study report. I can find wetland indicator species on any size parcel of land. I can find them in my backyard. You just need to know what to look for and where they're at. You go to the low-lying areas and yep. Okay, got confirmation. Hays Township is in Otsego. Southwest part. Got it. Okay, greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick, Michigan State Police Governor's Detail Drive Black SUVs. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second segment of hour number two on this Thursday. Joining us on the line right now is the music man. Jimmy C. Sharp is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing good, buddy. We're good. crazy busy. I apologize for the last couple of days, but we've just been nuts and things happening here at the studio. And we've got new sponsors coming on. I've got a major announcement on tomorrow's show, a new sponsor, a political endorsement. Another company's coming on board. It's just absolutely going crazy. But I wanted to have you on today because the last couple of times we've had you on the show, the video that you sent to me that I forwarded to a few of our listeners where they see the brain activity of musicians. And I know we've talked about this in the past. You're going to repeat it again because we have some new listeners that may not have heard you. But I want you to explain the brain activity that goes on in the human brain when somebody is playing a musical instrument. Explain basically the concept of that four-minute video that we have that we can send to people. I want you to explain basically what that video talks about.
Basically, you can look at the brain as fireworks, because when you start working with a musical instrument, your body, your brain, your hands, your eyes, your ears, everything are all 100% connected. And it's really challenging for new beginners, and but even seasoned musicians, there's still a lot of work going on, even when you're playing after you've mastered a song. And it's just unbelievable what you can do with your brain, and I've got proof of 4,283 days of what you can do when you have a challenge.
Absolutely. Now, on that day count you just spoke of, explain to the folks what happened to you a few years ago, physically, if you don't mind sharing some personal information. What basically did you go through?
Well, it was almost 12 years ago, and everything was fine that day, and all of a sudden, blood clots to the brain, and I didn't think it was going to be big problem. Basically, two doctors and God saved my life. I woke up the next day, I couldn't read, write, or speak. And it's been a long road.
Sure, absolutely. Now, in that process, when you you basically suffered a major stroke, is that basically the medical term of it? Okay, the stroke took place because of the blood clot. The next morning, you couldn't speak, you couldn't walk, you couldn't do anything. But over time, and like you say, with God's help and the doctors and all the things that took place, you slowly but surely started coming back. How long did that process take, for example, for you to even be able to walk or to be able to start speaking a little bit, getting the brain function back? How long did that process take, Jimmy?
That experience was actually, I could still walk. My physical being was fine. Nobody could see I had any problems. But it was the being illiterate and not being able to say a single word. And so it took me, if I had a meeting for probably 5-7 years, I would prepare one sentence. I would prepare it the night before, and then I would say that sentence if they were kind enough to listen to what I was trying to say, because it was still a lot of gibberish.
Sure.
And so that's why I count every day as a gift, because I'm still growing and I still make a lot of mistakes with my speech, and I accept what I've got, and I'm thankful.
Yeah. Now, you, in that process, because you had been taking lessons for music basically your entire life, when did you first start taking music lessons?
Basically, in third grade, my parents wanted me to learn piano, and I wasn't really excited about that. I played drums for 8 years in the band, and then when I was in the Navy, I wanted to learn the fiddle, and after that, I just tried guitar lessons and singing lessons and everything else. And almost 8 years ago, my life changed with a different painful experience, and I just went from working on software programs to solving the challenges of music, and I've made it so simple that's why I use my, you might call them puppets, but they're not really puppets because they're my instructors. And I just read a book recently about Kobe Bryant, and it was really interesting how he was, after he retired, he started working with puppets, trying to teach people how good values and things like that. Unfortunately, he died, so you don't. There's a couple videos of him out there with his little puppet, but if Kobe Bryant can do it, then I guess I can use my puppets too.
Sure, absolutely, and you use them as, like you say, instructors, but it's really not the main basis of what you've come up with. Your incredible music that you've designed, that you've developed, is basically using your engineering mathematical background to where you've changed sheet music, which is written on scale and different notes that we are, you know, forced to memorize. For example, I played saxophone in junior high and high school. Well, you are forced to learn those notes and what they are on the instrument, where the fingers go when you blow, you know, how you even form your lips. This is all part of the training with the music, the sheet music. You've actually made it simpler because you've converted everything to numbers using your scientific engineering background, which you had for years. This is how you have been able to use your brain. It's helped you through, you know, getting further developed in your recovery of your stroke, but it's also made it simple for people to understand.
Yeah, it is so simple. It's unbelievable that if you can count to seven, you got it made. And my business card says making people smarter 6 days a week. And that's really powerful with my lesson. You can have a 5-minute coaching phone call daily, 6 days a week, and all of a sudden you will, the fireworks in your brain will be, you'll conquer the music mountain.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really interesting. If you're interested, folks, just text me music, and I'll send you the video, and I'll also send you Jimmy's contact information. You can give him a call, you can text him a message. But basically, you've created this teaching method where you can email people their first lesson with them going out for keyboard, for example. If they want to go and get a beginner's toy keyboard, or if they want to buy a used one, or go on eBay or Walmart or whatever and get one, you can actually teach them by sending them an email with the lesson plan. And you can talk to them over the phone and, like you say, schedule an actual 5-minute set time that you would like a phone call every day. And then you talk with them and work with them to get how you're doing on the lesson, where you at, what can I help you with, are you doing it with the right fingers. This is all a process that you basically have set up.
Yeah, and it's so crucial because so many people go to a music lesson weekly and actually usually have to sign up for a month. And the other thing I want to offer right now is for $25, you can try a lesson for a week plus the $25 of free coaching for the week. So it's basically $50 with a $25 discount. And the biggest thing is I'm trying to prove the trust between my students and then me, the coach, because nobody can really trust. It's really hard to know, you know, your word is going to be really so crucial out there in this world nowadays.
Sure.
And I want to prove in 1 week for $25 that anybody can do this. And I really love people who have challenges, whether they're physically, mentally, because that's my specialty, is because I was one of them.
Sure, absolutely. You lived it, you experienced it, and you've been working through it. And if they have those issues like you did, basically you can understand, you can relate to it, But more importantly, you can help guide them even better, because they are going to experience the healing process like what you did using music. And this is something that is so powerful. It's just been amazing. I'm going to find that video. I've already got two people that text me music, and they want the video and they want your phone number. One of the things that I do want you to explain, though, you concurred with your parents. They wanted you to learn piano. And I told you I was interested in either guitar or piano and keyboards. And you explained to me the best reason to go with keyboards. Explain to the audience what you told me about why you wanted me to choose keyboard.
Because it's all in black and white, you can see all the notes, and it's visual. It's and even if you're blind, that's another challenge that I'd like to help people, because look at Ray Charles did, you know, totally blind, because the keyboard is, you can feel, it's just almost like Braille. You know exactly where every note is, whether you have your eyes open or closed.
Sure, absolutely. And the other component to that that was interesting to me, and I've played guitar in the past. I understood the strings, the frets. I understood all that. But I never understood chords can actually be picked. Instead of strumming the chords, you can actually pick the strings and play the melody. And you said, Randy, on a piano, the right hand plays the melody, the left hand plays the chords. And I'm like, ah, okay, I get it now. So if I can conquer and learn the piano, I'm learning melody and chords at basically, Jimmy, at the same time.
Oh, exactly. And it's so crazy, because once you play the melody, whether it's a saxophone or a guitar or whatever, then you can also start playing along with, you know, the chords. Even if you don't know the song, you can play along, because you'll learn the foundation of the chord structures.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, I'm going to give out the information by you texting me the word music. Just text me music. I'll send you the video, and I'll also send you the screenshot of Jimmy's information. The phone number to call or text, text messages are actually better, is 616 area code 268-6880. Again, 616-268-6880. The information is on his website. It's some slightly new. He's adding more and more content to it. ChangeTheWorldWithMusic.com. ChangeTheWorldWithMusic.com. He also has an email address, ct@ChangeTheWorldWithMusic.com is the email address. Just text me music. I'll give you the video. You can watch the video, about 4 or 5 minutes long, and then you can get a hold of him, 616-268-6880. So greatly appreciate you coming on the show. And again, Jimmy C. Sharp, the music man. And just text me music, and I'll send you the information. We greatly appreciate it. And are you available to talk with me today at 12:15?
Absolutely.
All right, brother. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk to you then. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciated everything you're doing for everybody.
Rock on, Randy.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning